With an update from cknewstoday.ca, I'm Matt Weaverank. News for Automotion, 505 Richmond Street in Chatham. A 26-year-old Chatham man is facing drunk driving and dangerous driving charges after a pair of crashes in Chatham over the weekend. Police say they were called to the scene on Bristol Drive and learned that the driver had hit one vehicle on the road before backing into a driveway and hitting a second vehicle. Police say their investigation also showed the man almost hit some other vehicles head-on while he was driving on Kyle Drive. After officers arrested the man, they ran some tests on him and found his blood alcohol concentration was 3 times the legal limit. In a separate case, a Port Lambton man is facing charges after a crash in Thamesville involving a train. Police say they were called to the scene on Baseline Road at around 1 o'clock in the morning Saturday for a report of a vehicle being hit by a train. Police say the back end of the pickup was hit and pushed off to the side. A 29-year-old man was taken to the hospital with minor injuries. He was said to be charged under the Railway Safety Act. A soon-to-open respite cabin for farmers and first responders in southwestern Ontario is looking for votes in a province-wide contest. Three Oaks Cabin, which is just outside of Florence, has been selected as a finalist for the $25,000 Ontario grant from BASF Agricultural Solutions. Diane Bergsma says the funding would be used for mental health services, so casting a vote online by the deadline of midnight tonight could help a lot of people in need if they win.
While there's three great charities vying for the money, we do hope that it will benefit our agricultural and our first responder communities. In a sense, it affects everyone because everyone is looking to first responders to provide safety for their communities and for farmers to provide food for their family tables.
The Three Oaks Cabin is also up against the Highgate District Agricultural Society in the competition. You can find more information on how to cast your vote on our website, cknewstoday.ca. Catholic high school students from across the region will take part in a mock trial today at the Ontario Superior Court of Justice. That's in Windsor, and it'll include students from Ursuline College in Chatham. The students will learn what it's like to prosecute a second-degree murder trial. They'll get help from local lawyers and law students at the University of Windsor. And Donald Trump's criminal trial for allegedly paying hush money to adult film star Stormy Daniels opens today with jury selection. The CBC says he faces 34 counts of falsifying business documents to cover up the payment. The former U.S. president calls the trial politically motivated. It's the first time a former U.S. president has faced a criminal trial. For the first time in 30 years, the St. Mary's Lincolns are GOJHL Western Conference champions. The second-ranked Lincolns took down the top-ranked London Nationals 5-2 yesterday in Game 7 to win the title. The Blue Jays and Tigers both won yesterday. Toronto blanked Colorado 5-0. The Tigers beat the Twins 4-3. The Raptors and Pistons both closed out their seasons with losses. Toronto lost 118-113 to Miami, while Detroit closed out its worst season in franchise history by falling to the Spurs 123-95. It's gold for Team Canada at the 2024 IIHF Women's World Championship. Canada beat the U.S. 6-5 in overtime in the tournament's gold medal game. And Scottie Scheffler has 2 Masters green jackets now. He easily came out ahead, shooting 4-under par in the final round at Augusta to finish with 11-under on the tournament. Corey Connors was the top Canadian. He finished tied for 38th at 7-over. Sunny today with a high of 17 Celsius, clear tonight, low plus 4, and sunny tomorrow with a high of 16. I'm Matt Weaverank. For more on these and other stories, visit cknewstoday.ca.